But the Kurus did not want to give Lakshmana or Samba to him. They called Lord Balaram bad names and were very rude to him. Then Duryodhana and the others left Balaram and went back inside the city of Hastinapur. Lord Balaram was burning with anger. No one could even look at him. At first, he was very, very quiet. Then, Lord Balaram was so angry that he looked as if he could burn the whole creation to ashes. He spoke very loudly and laughed. "Ha! All right! If you all think like that, then you deserve to be taught a very good lesson." Lord Balaram stood up. He took his plow in his hand and began striking the earth with it. Then he separated the whole city of Hastinapur from the earth. Next, he began to drag the city towards the fast-flowing Ganges River. Oh, this felt like an earthquake. Everyone in Hastinapur was afraid and cried for help. "Oh, we are falling into the river! Help!" Duryodhana was also afraid. As fast as he could, he brought Samba and his daughter Lakshmana out to Balaram. Duryodhana and his family all went to Lord Balaram and prayed with folded hands. They said, "Oh, we are very sorry for behaving so badly. Please forget any bad feelings. Instead, let us have a very big wedding for Lakshmana and Samba. Oh, Lord Balaram, you are the reservoir of all pleasure. Dear Lord, please excuse us." Lord Balaram put down his plow and gave them a big smile. "Don't be afraid. Yes, let us have a very big wedding for our children, Samba and Lakshmana." Oh, Duryodhana gave many gifts for Lakshmana's wedding. He gave 1,200 big, strong elephants, 10,000 beautiful horses, 6,000 beautiful chariots, which dazzled, oh, just like the sunshine, and 1,000 maidservants who were decorated with gold ornaments. After such a wonderful wedding, Lord Balaram went back to Dwarka with Lakshmana and Samba. In Dwarka, all the devotees and friends together heard Lord Balaram tell the whole story of the marriage and what he had done to Hastinapur. Everyone was really amazed to hear how Balaram had shaken up the city of Hastinapur by dragging it to the Ganges River with his plow. One day, the great sage Narad Muni came to visit Lord Krishna in Dwarka. He had heard the wonderful story of how Lord Krishna had killed the Baumasura demon and married the 16,100 princesses who were locked up in the demon's prison. Narad was amazed that Lord Krishna had made 16,100 exact forms of himself just to marry them all at the same time in 16,100 palaces. It was even more wonderful to see how Lord Krishna lived in all of his different homes at the same time. Narad saw many gardens and parks full of sweet-smelling flowers of all colors. There were lots of trees full of fruits and beautiful chirping birds. Peacocks happily crowed and danced. There were ponds full of clear water, dotted with blue and red lotus flowers. Other ponds were full of different colored lilies. The songs of swans and other birds were heard everywhere. In the glorious city of Dvarka, which was built in the middle of the ocean, there were 900,000 very big palaces built of very lovely marble. The gates and doors were silver, and the pillars in the palaces were decorated with shining jewels, such as touchstone, sapphires, and emeralds. The floors were as bright and shiny as glass. The roads and marketplaces were very clean and beautifully decorated with garlands. On both sides of every street, there were bushes and large shade trees, so the bright sunshine would not bother people walking there. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had 16,108 homes in this beautiful city of Dwarka. The demigod Vishvakarma built them especially for Krishna, and a different queen lived with Krishna in each one of them. Great kings and princes used to come from all over the world just to worship Krishna in these magnificent palaces. Narad Muni went into one of them. The pillars and arches were bright with different kinds of sapphire stones. All over the palace, Vishvakarma had made many curtains decorated with strings of pearls. The chairs and other furniture were made of ivory, trimmed in gold and diamonds. Jeweled lamps lit up the rooms and hallways. Oh, there was so much incense and frankincense burning that nice-smelling smoke was always coming out of the windows. The peacocks danced up and down on the steps. There were many servants working all over the house. They were nicely dressed in silks, gold necklaces, and jeweled earrings. In one palace, Lord Krishna sat with Rukmini Devi. She fanned her lord with a chamara whisk. As soon as Lord Krishna saw Narad Muni coming into the palace, he stood up to welcome him. Krishna bowed down, touching his helmet to the ground. Then he touched Narad's feet. With folded hands, Lord Krishna asked Narad Muni to sit on his chair. He washed Narad's holy feet, sprinkled the holy water on his own head, and asked Narad, "What can I do to serve you?" Narad Muni said, "My dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Master of all. I am only your humble servant. You have kindly asked what you can do for me. I simply pray that I will always remember you wherever I am." then nodded left and went into a different queen's palace. Lord Krishna was sitting with his dear wife and Uddhava playing chess. The Lord immediately got up and invited Narad Muni to sit on his own seat. The Lord worshipped him again, just as he had in Rukmini's palace. He said, "My dear sage, since your holiness is a Brahmin, you are my master. Please order me. What can I do for you?" Like this, Narad Muni went into each and every one of the 16,108 palaces of the queens of Lord Krishna. In each of them, he was simply amazed at the wonderful behavior of the Lord. In one palace, Narad saw Lord Krishna petting his small children. In another, Lord Krishna was getting ready to bathe. Krishna was feeding Brahmins in one palace and quietly singing prayers in another. Narad found Krishna practicing fighting with a shield and sword, or riding beautiful horses or elephants, or wandering here and there. Somewhere else, Krishna was sitting in his chair, listening to his devotees singing prayers to him, while in other palaces, he was talking with government ministers like Uddhava. In one palace, Krishna was swimming in a pool. In another palace, he was giving away nicely decorated cows in charity to the Brahmins. In another palace, he was listening to the Puranas or holy books, such as the Mahabharata. Somewhere, Lord Krishna was joking with his wife and family. Somewhere else, he was in the temple with his wife. In some palaces, the Lord was making water wells, houses, and gardens for guests, and great monasteries and temples for saints to live in. Narad saw all the wonderful things Krishna was doing in each and every one of his 16,108 palaces all over the city of Dwarka. He prayed, "My dear Lord, by your mercy, I am always engaged in the loving service of your lotus feet. Please bless me to travel throughout the universes, singing all about your transcendental activities. You are the supreme loving master and father of all, perfect in every way, and the center of everything in the universe. Keeping you in the center of home life is the best way for a family to become perfect and go back home to Godhead. How wonderful it is to see the way you live in Dwarka, with all of your 16,108 families in your 16,108 palaces." After this prayer, a very joyful Narad Muni left Dwarka to sing the Lord's delightful glories all over the world. Such pastimes can only be enacted by Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who carefully hears how Krishna lived in Dwarka with his devotees will quickly go back home, back to Godhead, and practice devotional service to the Supreme Lord forever.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
This ends the narration of the children's Krishna book. It was based on the book written by Parvati Devi Dasi entitled The Stories of Krishna, which itself was adapted from the book Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna was written by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and was derived from the 10th canto of the Vedic scripture Srimad Bhagavatam, originally written in Sanskrit by Krishna Dwaipayana Vyasadeva. The engineering and musical selections were under the direction of Neil Schlachter, and the production was narrated by, including all voice characterizations, and directed by Amala Bhaktadas. The text was copyrighted by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust in 1985 and the performance and recording by Amala Bhaktadas in 1991, and all rights are reserved by both parties.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to this Krishna Productions presentation. If you would like to hear other such transcendental recordings, please write or phone for our catalog. Thank you for allowing us to share with you the wonderful pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, and we hope that you will also share them with others so that they too may be benefited. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.